In 1963, the Equal Pay Act was passed in efforts to close the wage gap between men and women. Now, over 50 years later, there is still work that needs to be done to close this gap. Dr. Susan Madsen, founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership Project, is one of the four authors of a study that looks at Utah's wage gap. She says in more religious environments, different jobs and industries tend to be occupied predominantly by one gender.
But in Utah, we actually see an exaggeration of those numbers. There's significantly less women in technology and those STEM areas and also in business. And those are the areas that are really the most high-paying areas.
Traditionally, arguments for the wage gap include that it is, quote, the woman's fault. However, this, Madsen says, is the result of societal pressures that push conversations telling women that there are certain areas that they should work in. But this isn't the only reason we see this pay gap. Madsen says this can be traced back to when we were kids.
Even in the home, when boys are given jobs, they're much likely to be paid for their jobs. And when we give our daughters jobs, oftentimes we just expect them not to be paid. So we start these habits way back then.
Madsen says how we handle the pay gap now will affect future generations.
When we choose to not pay men and women the same, and women of color are even more disadvantaged, then it's going to disadvantage, our next generation of children.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.